The Week's Peak, hosted by Esau Vasquez and Ralph Tronchi.
All right, what's going on, y'all? I feel so awkward doing this, man. It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute since we've been on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? People have been asking about it, and I haven't had an answer as to why we haven't filmed. Well, I do have an answer, but it's more of a personal answer, you know what I'm saying? But we out here. We back on the Week's Peak with our fantabulous co-host. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been here, bro. I've been chillaxing, you know what I'm saying?
You've been chillaxing without doing episodes. I don't know what that's
about. Yeah, I mean, we haven't really found the time with everything going on with school, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially all these college checklists. Like, yeah, those have been keeping me busy, respectfully.
And you're going big places, college, man. I don't know. You want to update the audience or what, man?
So I don't know if I mentioned this before to this podcast audience, this top tier podcast. And shout out to the real ones who still listen.
Hey, they're out there.
And shout out to the realer ones who still ask about this episode. Is he still out there? You told me. I remember you told me how there was one guy or a person that was always asking about these episodes.
Oh, he's still there. I think he's from Arizona, I think.
That boy OG, he's the real one, bro. Shout out to you, homie. You know who you are.
Yes, sir.
But so I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I really wanted to go to UC Davis, and I think it's been a while since I even told you guys about college, but I got accepted into UC Davis, and now I'm going to UC Davis.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there. You know what I'm saying?
Doing big things, bro.
I mean, that's all we know how to do around here in the Week's Peak, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. Only the best. Come on.
I mean, I am the best. If I really think about things, like, I am the best, you know?
I mean, debatable, but I'll let it slide. Since it was your birthday this past week, how do you feel?
I feel the same, man. Everyone told me I'm going to feel the same, and that's it. I feel the same. I don't know how to feel, you know?
You don't feel like you have more responsibility? You're 18 now, right?
I'm 18.
Yeah, I feel like you don't feel like you have more responsibilities.
Nah, I feel the same, man.
Oh yeah, you're tripping, respectfully, son.
I feel the same, bro. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know. But we out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't feel natural, man. I feel like this is something new. Man. I don't know how to feel about this podcast thing, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's been like a month. I don't know, like, how to talk anymore, bro.
It's been, like, a month since you've been on it. It's been, like, months since I've been on it.
Come on, now.
It's horrible.
Hey, man, we out here today, though. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna make up for it. We gonna make up. Because people ask, hold on. Before I continue, I gotta address something. All right. At this point in time, I don't think anybody cares. Because it's already been about, I don't know, over a month since the last episode. But people were a little pissed off about some things that what I said and Gonzalo said on that last episode. All right. I think you listened to the episode, no?
I did, but again, very vague memory. I don't. It's like, it's there, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, that's the problem. So
that's kind of hard for me personally.
It's hard for me too. Because there was a lot of things I was going to say, and I made a list, like, the week after, because I thought I was going to do an episode then, and I never got to it. But now, like I said, people probably forgot about what I said, but I just feel like if someone listens, like, a year from now, you know what I'm saying, they're going to want the clarification, because they didn't wait the 2 months, you know what I'm saying? So all I got to say is, I stand by every word I said in that episode. That's all I got
to
say.
I got to listen to it again. I got to listen to this again.
Yeah, it was some type of episode. Oh, I was going to say, whatever I said about a roster, I was only like half joking, okay?
Oh, nice.
There was another, I don't have a roster. That was one thing. There was another thing I said, something something about, I don't know what I said, something about something being like traditional or something, I don't know. But anyways, moral of the story, I stand by almost everything I said.
Yes, and if sir, I don't stand by it, everything.
Not everything. Hold on now.
Yeah, you stand by everything. You already said it. You're too late.
No, because there's some things I was like joking about. Not really, but like I would just said it because, you know what I'm saying? It was the heat of the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm a good person. That's all you need to know. You know? But
he's a good person. I can vouch for him. I can vouch for him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shoot your shot, lady. Shoot your shot.
Ooh. 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 I think we need to talk about that first, then, since you brought it up. Because we have an issue.
What's this issue?
I don't know if I want to talk about this.
I don't think you do. I think I know what it is. Actually, I might not, honestly. You
know everything somehow. I don't know how that works, but...
Bro, because I'm the best, okay? Like, just don't worry about me.
We already established that I'm the best. Was that in this recording or the last one?
No, it was this recording.
Okay, so they already know I'm the best, so... You know, you could just...
But, I mean, who really is the best?
I'm the best.
Nah. There's no question. There's a big question about that, and clearly I'm, you know, the only right answer.
Okay. See, the people hate when we do... We do this every single time.
And we do argue a lot.
But anyways, I don't know where you want to
start. People like our drama. I was gonna say about your whole roster thing, like,
I told you I was done with that.
I was gonna tell you, but I didn't want to interrupt. I had a lot of people asking me about that. Like a lot of people, and I was like, why are you coming to me about this?
Yeah, that was.
But I had a lot of questions, and I didn't know how to answer them. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know what the hell to say. So yeah, I was like,
no one knows what to say because it's a joke. That's all.
That's why I was like, I mean, it's kind of like, I think I told them it's more or less. I was like, they're probably joking around, if I'm being honest. But like for some reason, they didn't believe me, and I was like, all right. I was like, all right. I mean, you wanted to know my response, then that's my response. Mm. You know, you're happy with it or not? It's up to you.
Okay, I think I should just go back and clarify what I meant. Hear me out.
No, don't go back and clarify. I'm going whatever. Back. It's whatever, I'm going dude.
Back.
Like,
I'm going back. That's it. I'm going back. Sure, I had a roster back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Pre-quarantine, Ralph Chauncey. Why wouldn't I have a roster? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice.
What does that mean, though? Go back in the last episode. I explained what it means. I stand by that definition. Do I still have it now? No, because I'm in a different spot. In life, you know what I'm saying?
Factual, I like that.
I think that's enough. I think we need to move on.
That's, I'm done talking. That's all they gotta know. That's all they gotta know, Ralph.
Take it for what you want, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You're happy with it or not, it's up to you.
That's it.
You got your answer.
There we go. Boom. Next topic, let's go. Because I do like me a good, you know, drizzle on my pancake with the syrup, and I also do like some Drizzy Drake. You know what I'm saying?
That was kind of sus, but okay. I'll let that slide. You
didn't have to make it sus. It was just,
oh my God. You already made it sus, bro. I'm going to let it slide, though. You're welcome.
Bro, I ain't even going to cut. This episode is trash. Bro. We're 19 minutes in. This is horrible, man.
What I do you mean? This
I
is
think
horrible.
You ruined the vibe. I think you ruined the vibe.
I know I ruined the vibe.
Because I was doing my
People
thing.
People like to hear us argue, okay, Ralph? You know that's facts. I think that's the reason why our episodes have
fun. Yeah, that's crazy, man, because our episodes, I don't know where these freaking viewers come from, because they don't listen to other ones.
Exactly. I'm like saying, like, they want to hear us, like, you know, just talk about controversial stuff.
We could talk about controversial stuff all day.
Yeah, but I'd rather not to. I'd rather not get pressed by someone there in you the go. DM comments.
There you go. See? So we can't be...
What's the next thing? Oh, finals. Let's talk about, like, school finals. How do you feel going into the fact that tomorrow we start finals?
Yeah, I feel good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here for the ride. I'm just going with the flow. It's crazy. It hit today, though. Hold on. It hit... I had, like, 3 moments where it absolutely just hit. Now, this is about to be freaking over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And today was the 3rd one. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know how to feel, bro.
I have been having multiple moments. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So I feel like our senior year, like come on, dude.
That's crazy.
Like, we made fun of all these like seniors last year, and like because they gotta drive. I mean, at least we're getting in-person graduation, so they can always choke on that, bums.
Factuals.
But you know, it's still like, I mean, I understand their pain now. Like, come on. Like, my whole senior year just clapped because people couldn't wear masks. I'm sorry, I'm still gonna stand by that because you can't wear a damn mask.
I do love masks.
I don't think you do,
I like
but
to wear
okay.
them. I like to wear them in all situations in life because I believe in staying safe.
We'll just stay with that. We'll stay with that. We'll stay with
Thank
that.
you, thank you. But yeah, man, I feel confident, man. I mean, either way, I'm gonna
It's literally,
graduate, so.
it's like we're doing projects, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We're said that's basically what it is at this point. It's just do a project, turn it in by this time. It's exactly like a project. Do this, turn it in by this time. Project.
Actual. I ain't complaining either. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know?
Yeah, like I don't mind, but you know, for some reason I feel like I'd rather take the damn like final, like where like you know, it's on paper, you have a set time.
I would like to take it on paper just to have the experience one more time, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I like the whole idea that Mr. Nietzsche was giving us, our English teacher. You know, the TED Talk. I thought that was pretty cool. But I don't know if that was me. That was just me. But I don't know. I kind of liked having a, you know, that little kind of like boost, if that makes sense. 'Cause a
No,
TED
it don't make
Talk,
sense.
it doesn't make sense.
No,
I
it
kind
don't
of
make
explained
sense.
myself because I feel like it was a good way to finish off the school year for an English class, right? Like instead of writing an essay or something, we just did like a presentation, right? I thought that was pretty cool. Because not only are we leaving his English class with like all this like top tier teaching of, you know, writing and knowledge and everything, we're also leaving it with like how to present in front of a lot of people.
That's factual. That is something that I wish there's more emphasis on, because personally, I'd rather do like presentations and like just like public speak in general. I enjoy it more than just writing all the time. I feel like we have more of that, to a point where like people could be more comfortable going up in front of people and stuff, rather than, I mean, writing or typing or whatever, doing essays. I mean, that's all right, but I mean, how much of that is actually beneficial, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Shout out Nietzsche, man. What a legend.
Yeah, like a lot of people, oh, how are you gonna write your resumes? How are you gonna do this? Like, dude, resumes? Just give me basic knowledge of the English language. Like, come on. But like, if you're in an interview and you can't speak to the other person like without feeling nervous, it's like, where are you? What's really gonna help you succeed?
Factual.
So yeah, you brought up a good point. But like, if we had more emphasis, I feel like we would have learned a lot more.
I mean, I always bring up good points, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're welcome.
I mean, it's all right. Like,
Was a great point. It was a
was an all
fantastic
right
point.
point. Now you're just bragging, okay? Okay, Mr. Humble.
The teachers at Chris Schreiber that are listening, they are proud right now.
Proud of what?
Proud of me.
In what way?
I don't know, man. I don't know. They always
So
proud of me.
moving on from
Let's move
these
on. Let's
finals,
move
let's talk about the NBA, right? We're nearing the finals.
We are nearing the finals.
Again, like, it still feels like yesterday when I was watching the damn Lakers win. That was insane. It was a really good win. That's all I'm gonna say. But now we have the Suns. And the Suns are, they're a problem. I mean, like, we can't really do much. Like, we haven't been doing much. Which is Where are we flawed, Ralph? Because I haven't watched a single game, I'm gonna be honest. All I've heard is people say, LeBron selling, blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah. Basic LeBron slander, you know what I mean? You're comparing him to MJ, blah 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 blah. So like where are we going wrong? Because again, I haven't watched it.
I ain't gonna cap. I love me some LeBron. But he didn't bring the energy last game, you know? But I think overall, just injuries killed us, man.
We have injuries? Oh my God, I haven't caught up at all.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron, he has an ankle thing right now, but he's playing through it. And then AD has a groin thing. He didn't play last game.
I
He
did
might
hear
play this
about
game.
that.
So injuries and, I mean, our offense is just horrible too. I mean, nobody's making shots, and it's just a bad. It's all bad, man.
We're falling apart.
It's still Lakers in seven, though. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I see a lot of people saying Suns in six.
That's
Are
not
they ahead
happening.
right now?
Yeah, it's 3-2 right now.
Oh my
It's
God,
not
they're gonna
happening.
win.
It's
They're
not
gonna
happening.
win. Oh
It's
my
not
God. I
happening.
bought a hat for no reason.
It's a fresh hat, though. You know what I'm
It is a. It's a top tier hat.
I would say show the people, but
Yeah, we're not even close to each other. We're literally an hour away, right? You said an hour?
It's about an hour, yeah.
Yeah, we're an hour away. I'm not driving to his house at 10:30.
But hey man, I'm not worried. You know what I'm saying? We got LeBron on our team, man. Come on. Stop playing around.
It's questionable. I don't know. It's like, okay, there's another similar situation to this, right? At least for me and my my sports role, which just happened Saturday before we went to the mall. I'm gonna talk about the mall too. Before we went to the mall, it was a Champions League final,
Yes,
right?
sir.
My team, Manchester City, against Cheeks Chelsea. I guess they're
Whoa.
not Cheeks anymore because they
There we
clearly
go.
won.
There we go.
Stupid. But Man City was free, bro. Like, come on. Sterling getting locked up by Mr. James on the damn left. Like, oh my God. And they kept on passing it to him. Like, if he's getting locked up and getting pocketed, like, just move the ball around. But I guess because it's Chelsea, it's impossible. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but that kind of pissed me off before we went to the mall.
So maybe if you just root for good teams, you wouldn't have this problem.
I root Ralph. They literally won the damn title for their
Yeah,
league.
but you know what I'm saying? I heard some things, through the grapevine that, some things, you know what I'm
Oh, who'd you
saying?
hear from? Who'd you hear
I
from?
don't
Yeah, because they probably go for Cheeks teams that didn't win a title at all. They all free. They're all free. Oh my God. So did you actually enjoy like Saturday?
No, it was a horrible time. I wish I never went, and that's
Yeah,
it.
because you sound like you bought two hats.
I
Can
enjoy my
we
hats, man.
talk about this for a second? How do you go from one hat store to a non-hat store and still end up with a hat from the non-hat store and the hat store?
Bruh, hats just catch my attention, just like, you know what I'm saying, some other people in my life, you know
Oh,
what I'm saying? Bro, if I see a nice hat, I'm gonna buy the nice hat.
wow.
It's
Have you
just,
even worn it? Have you worn it at all?
I'm wearing the Texas one right now. The Laker one I haven't worn yet.
Okay, so if
Yeah.
you don't know, guys, he got a Texas hat, right? And he got a rose like inscripted on it. I don't know if you guys have like a lids or wherever you guys are from your hat
Yeah.
store. He got a rose like inscribed, I think,
Yes, sir. Yes,
printed
sir.
on, sewed on, whatever you want to call it. And reasonable, right? So
Very
I said,
reasonable.
all right, Ralph, I'll join you. I got a Lakers hat, right? And I got 8 and 24 sewed on it. Probably one of the best decisions I made. I love the hat. It's amazing. I love it.
It's an incredible hat. Incredible hat, bro. That's
And
a good
then,
decision.
yeah, no, because like, it was either that or let me pick a baseball team hat, right? Let me become a Cub real quick. And I was like, man, but this hat is like, ever since when I showed you the hat, I was like, man, this hat is just like unbeatable. Like, it was always just on. Like, I was looking at other hats. I was like, man, I gotta get this one.
Actuals.
And like now, I'm looking at it right now in my room, and it looks so good. Like, it's just sitting there, like, amazing.
It fits you too, like it feels like a Esau Vasquez hat, you know what I'm
The
saying?
factual, but like, simple, but it has that style. Like, my style.
Factuals.
And
I like it.
then, So I bought the hat, right? And we go to a shoe store. We went to a shoe store, right? What shoe? We went to, what did we go to? Shoe Palace?
We went to Shoe Palace. We went to a bunch of places.
We
I
went to
don't
Shoe Palace, and that's where Rafa bought his shoes, right? The Adidas.
Man's bought everything. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's where he bought
He
the
bought the
Adidas.
he bought so our friend Rafa bought some NMDs. Sorry, Rafa, I'm exposing you right now. He bought some NMDs, and he's questioning them. But we have told him they're like the most comfortable shoe you probably ever have worn. They're amazingly comfortable. I love them. So we go from that store, and I'm like, "Hey, let's pull up to this store, right?" We run into one of our friends, right? And she scared the living shit out of me. I'm like looking for the store, trying to find it and everything. And I hear someone scream my name. Like, not really screaming, but like, you know, like abruptly. And I jerk up. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I was ready to faint, bro. I was like, oh, someone want to smoke for show, for show. And no, it's just her. Like, she's just standing there, like, you guys didn't invite me? We're like, bro, I'm pretty sure we did. Like, it's on you, right, Ralph? We invited her, right?
I invited her, man. Come on
Yeah,
now.
she's tripping respectfully. Sorry, you know who we're
Factuals.
talking about. But yeah,
Factuals.
so we go into the store, right? And me and my other friend, we're looking at these hoodies, and I'm like, damn, these hoodies are like top tier. Like, what's? And then we're like, where did Ralph go? And Ralph is over here looking at the hats again. Oh, I didn't mention it. He went to Shoe Palace and looked at how and hats also. No, we went to a shoe store and he was looking at hats.
I regret not buying the one hat too, the California Republic one. I do regret not buying
I mean, and it was, what was it, buy one, get one free or buy one, get one
Actual, bro,
50%
it
off?
was like $10, bro.
Yeah, that wasn't bad at all. You sold that, honestly.
Yeah, but then if I got another hat, it was gonna be an all black one. What the hell am I gonna do with that?
I mean, I guess.
Exactly. I'm always right.
So, we go into the store and we're looking at all these hoodies. He's getting his damn Lakers hat, and they don't have my size. Why am I telling you this story for? I don't have my size. I ordered it online. You know, it's coming soon. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming soon. Bottom, okay, end of the story. We all wasted a shitload of money.
Some of us more than others, you
We're not gonna
know
mention who spent
who
$300 on shoes, okay? On two pairs of shoes, to be exact. Hey, but the Flint sevens are nice.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And I mean, Air Forces are basic, but like, you know, they're still his shoes. Like, at the end of the day, he has a nice fit with them. He showed me.
I like that. That's some good stuff right there, you know? If you could back up the purchase, you know?
Exactly. I think I'm gonna be honest. I think everything that we bought had a value in it. 100% value. Besides you wasted another like $40, $50 on a hat that you haven't worn.
Yeah, but
There's no but here. You haven't worn it yet. You know what Miss P said, right? Imagine the dollar is every single time you wear it. And you haven't like bought it back, essentially.
okay, but eventually I will buy it back. That's all I gotta say.
Exactly.
That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, though, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause things are a process sometimes. You know what I'm
Some things take longer than others.
That's deep. You know
And
what I'm
what
saying?
would take longer? I don't know. I mean, I'm not even gonna talk about love.
I'll
Let's
tell you
just
what.
talk.
No. I'll tell you what takes longer. You know what takes longer than others? I'll tell you what takes
What?
longer than others. When one person is all set with the vision and everything, you know what I'm saying? And life is good. And you want to complete the vision. So what do? You add the assets. So you make your
Exactly.
way. You go get your assets. But the asset doesn't want to be in your vision. The asset has another vision. That's tough.
And you don't know, but which vision is the right vision, you know what I'm saying?
The
Like,
right
which.
vision is the vision that'll work together. That's it.
I feel like the right vision is taking both divisions and making them one big vision together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but one vision is always gonna be superior, is
Exactly.
it?
That's what I'm saying. You take both of them and you make one big vision. Your together vision, we'll call it.
Together, huh? Well, what if you can't get together? Then
Well,
you
then,
have a
oh
problem.
well, like, you know, GG's in the chat. Just go
No, it's
off yourself or something.
no. You don't. I don't give up. I don't know why I made that so personal.
Yeah, like, what the hell is wrong with
I try to make it general.
you? Hey, you're in this situation right now, aren't you?
What situation? Everyone says I'm in a situation. I don't know
You're
what
in a
situation.
situation. I feel like you are.
What situation? Tell me the situation, bro.
I don't
Exactly.
know. I
Exactly.
mean, shout out all my teachers listening to this. Because I know half of our teachers are listening to this.
Yep.
We're not talking. Did I say that? Did I say it now or
Say
no?
it.
We're not talking shit about you guys, I promise. Sometimes.
All the time.
Ralph, maybe, not me.
Never
Mr.
that.
Nietzsche, if you listen to this, you the goat for sure.
That's facts. That's facts.
Any other teacher? I mean, you guys are all right.
That's disrespectful, bro. How are you gonna just say
I'm
it like that?
kidding. I'm
Oh,
kidding.
he's not kidding.
Damn, they can take a joke. They're old enough. Come on. Oh my God. But now, like, graduation?
Hold on,
Two
man. I'm not. Hold on. Hold on,
weeks?
man. I'm not ready to talk about graduation, man. Hold on.
Okay. Well, it's in 2 weeks, Rob. How about let's talk about the retreat then?
That was like 2 months ago, man.
It really wasn't, but okay. Say what you want.
Oh, let's talk about the retreat, bro. Something happened over the retreat. I
What happened? Did
snapped.
something happen to you? Oh, you snapped?
Yeah, I snapped, man.
With
I snapped.
who?
Huh?
Where and when?
What are you talking about?
Like you said, oh, for your speech.
That happened. That was cool.
What'd you, how, why did you snap then?
Maybe I used the wrong vocabulary. A light.
You popped off?
No,
You
a light bulb.
enlightened yourself. You
Yeah,
were enlightened.
there we go. That's the right word.
I like that. I have to agree with you.
I like that. You know, I really thought about things and I said, "What am I doing, man? I wasted the whole time. I wasted records." Oh, hold on, bro. I don't wanna. Hold on, bro. I don't wanna get myself in trouble because I know they're listening. Never mind.
Oh,
Utah,
I know what
Utah,
you're
Utah.
talking
What
about,
am I? How do you
actually.
always know, bro?
I think I do.
What am I talking about, bro?
Think I do. I think about like your little speech.
What are you talking about, bro? That's not. What are you
No,
talking
you're
about?
not. You're not. Okay. That's what I was thinking of, okay? Maybe because you said, you know, how are you going to waste all this? And then like, all of a sudden, I was like, okay, you're probably talking about this. My bad. My bad. Okay, but I'm going to say is your speech opened up my eyes, right? In like a different perspective, though, if that makes sense. Because I was in like a situation, kind of like how you said, like where you didn't, like, you know, where you were waiting to see whether or not it was the right move. And so I said, I'm tired of waiting, right? I'm tired of it. You know, it's not gonna hurt if I just, you know, express what I feel now. Because I'd rather have an answer than be waiting months to try and get one out of them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Why, you don't agree with me?
No, I agree.
Yeah, you disagree. I can already tell in your
No, I
voice.
agree. Just it hit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It made me think a little bit.
I mean, I don't even know if it was for the best. I don't think she listens to this. Because, like, yeah, let's just say it kind of, like, I still don't know where I am. If you're listening to this, please let me know where I stand. I'm so confused and I'm scared to ask you.
Hey man, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like that sometimes, you know? But we should have just talked about graduation because
I told you we should talk about graduation.
now you got me thinking.
But out of the retreat, we also got a new friend group that we called the Field Sessions. And it was kind of funny because we never once went back on the field after that. I was so sad. I was like, we called it Field Sessions. We never once went back on the field.
That's rough.
To this day, I think, when's the last time we texted? I don't remember when the last time we texted on that damn group chat was.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute.
Oh, whatever, dude. Like, well, bro.
So many things came out of that retreat. I'm thankful I went on that retreat, man.
Dude, that retreat was like actually like so opening. I was like, man.
See, this is what I was saying. People didn't believe me when I went on the Kairos like 2 years ago, man. I told y'all, man.
I remember you told me. I asked you too. I think I asked you on the podcast, didn't I?
I think so.
I asked you. I was like, how is it? You're like, oh, it's like nothing. And I also told one of our damn teachers. I was like, yeah. I was like, he went on it and he was telling me about it, blah, 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 blah. And like, it actually helped like a lot. Because it did open my eyes, like, a lot.
If we had the full experience, man, it would have been so much better, man.
Dude, I wish we could have stayed the night at a damn retreat center. You know how lit that would have been, bro?
For sure.
Like, for sure. 3 days with the homies, back to back to back? My God.
Man, what could have been, man? That's rough.
Oh, and have you heard that there's a new, like, a bird flu or something like that now?
I heard about that.
Are you telling me that we're going to have to... you know what? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I would be perfectly fine with going into quarantine again during college.
You want to say that again? Go ahead and say that again.
I would be perfectly fine going into quarantine during my college, right? For one reason. One reason. I understand I'm 18, right? I'm not going to be able to drive around. I'm not going to be able to live life. But I get to be at home. And I love being home. I'm a homebody. Okay? Hey, man. I'd rather be living here at home, feeling comfortable in my space, and with some random people that I'm going to have to meet eventually at school.
Why? No.
What do you mean, no? Oh, I mean, I guess you're right. It would be kind of nice.
No, no. No, man. What are you doing, man? Are you
what
good?
Do you mean, no?
I respect your, you know what I'm saying, your opinion. It don't fit with mine, though.
If it was yours, you wouldn't want to go. Ralph, you're going to commute to school anyways.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like you're going to be at home, so it wouldn't make a difference for you.
Yeah, but I'm not doing the whole quarantine over here. I'm sorry. I said it. I'm not doing it again. I love my safety. I love the safety of others.
I'll be honest, bro. Hella free.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I got it.
I mean, what else? There's like nothing else new besides like, you know, that whole thing Saturday. That chow mein was dry as hell.
Yeah, I was feeling a little something on the ride back. I'm not going cap.
Really?
I was feeling something was down there, man. I think it was the chow mein.
The chow mein? Oh, you know what? It must have been the fried rice, bro.
Nah.
Because the chow mein was dry, but it was good. Like, I forgot to ask for soy sauce. I stole.
Well, you normally do so.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good grammar.
Did I not catch myself?
Yeah, you caught yourself, but I still mentioned it, didn't I? Okay. So technically, it's out there. Go back about 5 seconds, guys. You'll hear it.
Okay, buddy. Hear me out, bro. I'm changing the topic. It's 11:20. We're about to change things up. We have to change the trajectory. You know what I'm saying?
I'm waiting for you to change it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something.
You were on a roll.
No, I'm sorry. All right, hear me out. All right. The other day. Okay, you know what? Never mind. I'll hold the trajectory change for in a few minutes. Let me get your advice right here. All right. Life is going good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But there's always... Let's say you have an asset. You're trying to pick up this asset. All right. I'm a coach. I'm trying to recruit for my roster, you know?
Okay, Doz, you can't mention this. You just dug yourself another hole.
I'm playing people. Don't get freaking triggered. All right.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm it's
I can already hear them, Rob. Don't worry. I can already hear them, you know, listening, just talking about on the damn keyboard already getting on you.
I can also hear the people typing away, trying to slide in my DMs too, you know what I'm saying? But
actual, bro.
Hear me out. The assets. Say we had an asset. Let's say, I don't know, pre-quarantine, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the asset is there. This is probably the best asset I've ever seen in my life. All right. This is the, if I recruit this player, I win the championship automatically. All right. This is the next
This is the next.
Give me a name, man. Go ahead.
All-star?
No, I mean, give me a name, man. Let me make an analogy, man. Give me a name.
Give you a name?
This is the next TJ.
Like a star person? This Never is the mind. Next Michael Jordan, bro. This is the next.
Yeah, but that's too basic.
Oh, this is the next Coach Kent Murphy.
Okay, that'll work. Hear me
Do
out.
You know who that is?
I feel like I've heard that name.
He's amazing. I love him.
What a guy. Anyways, bro. Hear me out. This is the best asset I've ever seen in my life. This asset fits all the checks off all the boxes. There's probably like 7 boxes.
Alright. Uh-huh.
Quarantine happened, you know what I'm saying? What are you gonna do? You can't go out. It is what it is. So that's it. You let the asset go. What happened to the asset? I don't know. Maybe they got drafted to Oklahoma State. Maybe they got drafted to Notre Dame. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't apply to me, right? It's not my asset. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Life goes on. Let's say end of last year. The asset out of nowhere comes back. Makes a return. Alright. This is like
end of last year.
Yeah. Like we're talking like beginning we're talking like September, October. Maybe August.
That's not end of last year. You're tripping. End of last year is like November or December.
Okay. What do you want to call August?
We're talking, we'll say late of last year.
Okay.
We're not talking end.
Okay. I'll get to, okay, that's fine. Late last year, the asset comes back. Boom. I put on my, you know what I'm saying, my sun visor on, you know what I'm saying? I need this recruit back. This is the chance again. But I know,
excuse me,
but I know this asset does not fit for my team no more. Do I still recruit that asset?
They come back after. The real question is, so you kind of, like, I feel like if you would have stayed with the sports analogy, it would have been better. So, like, your asset essentially denied your recruitment, right?
I never got a chance because they accepted another recruitment.
Then clearly they didn't care about you, right? As a coach, as a team leader.
Okay.
So, like, for them to come back is kind of like you're the second option. You know what I'm saying? And I would much rather be first than second.
What
if you already recruited? Did you already recruit this asset? Then you sold.
Nah.
Were they with that other recruit, or were they with the other?
I think from prior research, I think that they were just they did not officially recruit them, but they were in very serious talks. Never so happened.
It never happened, which I guess means that, you know, that recruit still had your offer in mind. If that makes sense.
Okay.
This is
And if
obviously going to be something holding them back if they're not going to accept it. You know what I mean?
okay, no, what if that's my fault as the recruiter?
Then it's your fault.
Okay, it's my fault. Hear me out. Fast forward time. Everything is pointing to me drafting this asset. Do I still go after or not? I think we need more details.
Are they the same caliber as they were before? Have they improved?
I think at this moment in time, something is different. Something is different about this asset.
Good or bad, or are you still trying to figure that out?
Good. Good.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Very
I would
good.
Say I would say keep them like in mind and you know, have that recruit on like the wait list, but weigh it in more towards yes, if you know what I mean. Like if there's like I'm picturing kind of like a wait list, right? Where like all these like potential recruits are, and like this recruit that you're telling me about is like number one on the wait list, aka it's almost a yes.
Okay. They're number one in the thing. But what if I know that this person is not gonna fit in with my team? Everything is pointing to me drafting this asset.
Then you make them make it, you know, you make them fit for the team.
My style doesn't fit with their style. My coaching style does not fit with their
play. Opposites attract.
Shit.
That's a good quote. I forget who told me. I think someone told me that at school. But yeah, I mean that's my advice. You know, listen, keep on the like a little bit yes, stay on yes. That's what I would do in your situation. But like, moving on from this, let's talk about my certain. Okay.
Yes.
So let's say that my asset, right? I made an offer, right?
You made the offer, okay.
And I received a response that was not clear at all. Nothing. So I'm sitting here now, still wondering if they're going to say yes to my offer or say no to the offer. Right? And I don't know what to do. I have consulted many of my, you know, other assistant coaches, my assistant managers. Right, my managers, and like, they've all been telling me what's going on. And I'm like, well, how would I know? I don't even know what's going on. And like, I don't know if I should just, you know, if I should just lay back from this potential recruitment and try to find another recruit, or if I should stick with it and see if this recruit, you know, wants to be it. You know what I'm saying?
Hear me out, man. I graduated college not with a degree in political science, but with a degree in communication. All right? So hear me out. If you what's so funny, man? We're trying to have a serious moment.
Because you said not with a degree in political science.
Yeah.
But in communication.
Yeah.
Okay. All serious now. Go! Oh my god, I'm actually kind of intrigued.
Hear me out, bro. Why do I say political science? Why do I say I didn't graduate with that? There's too much going on in terms of how does this work? Why is it working? That makes sense.
Or even if it's going to even work, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, no, no. That's not even in the equation. That's in communications. So, how is it working? Why is it working? I graduated with a degree in communications. Why? Communications, right? I'm a broadcaster, all right? I'm calling every single, you know what I'm saying, Niner game, all right? I know what's happening. I go behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? I'm an inside reporter, all right? Mm-hmm. The possibilities are endless. So I am not asking the questions, why is it happening? How is it happening? I'm giving the answers.
That made no sense.
I really thought I had something going.
I'm trying to ask you if I should stay with the potential of this recruit.
I was getting there.
Or if I should just move on and find another recruit. That's
my real question. Maybe if you just be patient. I was getting there.
But you were trying to get there, and I get impatient easily. You know this.
That's why. You're being impatient. When you're being impatient, what do? You're not.
I'm waiting for you to go. Okay, can we like...
Hold on.
I'm answering.
What are you doing when you're impatient? You make indecisive choices that later on lead to you regretting what the choice that you made. Why be impatient, man? Wait for it. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of time. You know, NFL draft.
What if
is
you
not,
don't have that hold much
on,
time?
Man, hold on, man. NFL draft is not one day. It's multiple days. You have time. Wait on it. You know what I'm saying? Make a few phone calls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that our workers are digging the hole, building the wall, building the bridge.
Factual.
Building the new mall. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Moral of the story. I say be patient.
What if I already wasn't patient? I already told you this. I just said I wasn't patient, and I decided to make an offer. After... a long time of me being patient, to be fair.
You can never be too patient. You know what I'm saying?
I think I was too patient.
Nah. If you made the offer, great. The offer's there.
It's been there, and I'm going to actually talk to you about this right now. I'll talk to you after this podcast.
No, we're going to talk about it on air. I want the people to hear.
Ralph. No, because I'm not mentioning anyone, okay?
Mention the name. Anyone. Go ahead.
No, let's just talk about graduation. What do you think about all these people
that aren't
graduating?
I wasn't done.
Okay, then continue, because I'm done. I'm done with that, at least.
You're done with that. Okay, well, I'm not done.
Yeah. Hear me out, you're not done. Okay, fair enough.
Hear me out, bro. Why put yourself in a position of regret in the future? If the offer is out, wait for the offer to be declined or agreed to. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What if they're showing signs of decline, but they're also showing signs of acceptance?
Great. I can get you 6 other people who are gonna agree in 30 seconds without even a freaking doubt. Why waste the time? Just leave. It's done.
I'll explain this to you after a little bit more, because trust me, it's something you definitely wanna hear.
Why do I wanna hear it?
Just trust me.
Last time I trusted you,
Nothing happened. What happened last time you trusted me?
I don't know.
Nothing, exactly.
Oh my god.
You're hella free, yo. Such a treat, bro.
I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? It's...
Okay, but like... Relax. Let's take a break, and let's talk about graduation.
I wasn't done with the freaking topic.
Okay, we're done with that topic. I'm saying we're done with it.
We're coming back to the topic in a second.
We'll come back. Yes. Let's take a break. I know. I said let's take a break and let's talk about graduation.
Let's talk about it.
And all these people that are settling.
Listen.
It upsets me. I'm not going to lie. I actually feel kind of bad for them.
Can I throw out a hot take?
You can throw out a hot take. Yeah, go for it. I'm not going to back you up, but, like, you know.
I don't give a damn that they're not graduating.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I'm kidding. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, anyone who got offended.
I'm gonna cut that. I think we actually talked about this on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, on the ride over there. We're talking about it.
Hey, man.
I mean, because, like. No, you go.
It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, especially with everything that's happened over the past year. I mean, you know, things happen. Some students, like, you know, you could probably predict it was going to happen, you know, for a few years here. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. School's not for everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be rude, so that's that.
Like, I feel like the people that really, really, like, really put in the time to, like, come back either from a big hole or, like, they earn my respect. I can think of one person right now, right? And I'm not going to mention her. It's a girl. She's earned my utmost respect with how, like, she went from a big hole to now she's graduating.
That's good.
Like, that's 100% earned my respect. I have to let her know, actually.
That's good.
But, like, all these other people that, like... Okay, I'm going to be a little bit controversial. All these other people that, like, you know, they had potential, right? They were doing good. And they sold the semester. You lost my respect. How are you going to sell this bad? And there are some people, right, that I still have respect for. But in terms of, like, this grind that you have, for school especially, my respect is gone. In terms of education. If that makes sense. Like, because I know you're a hard worker, right? You're probably a top-tier worker. You work your ass off, right, to be where you are. But if you're not going to work for your future, I don't know. It's on you at this point.
I agree.
That's me, bro. I don't know if you agree with me. Yeah, I don't know.
I agree because hear me out, man. My respect is very difficult. Once you have my respect, it is very difficult to lose it.
Because
I don't like taking that away. There's probably, over the past 4 years, there's probably only been at least 2, maybe 3 people who have lost that. And it's very difficult to get to that point. But I agree with you. If you're out here and you are, you know what I'm saying, not applying the future to your present right now, I would say you lose my respect. Because
I'm not going to say they, like, because I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt right here. I'm not going to say they lose, like, my respect to them as, like, a human being and, like, a person. Because, obviously, there's still things about you that I respect. It's just, like, the fact that you can't think about, like, you know, your future is kind of, like, where I kind of, like, it's iffy, you know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. I mean, there's levels to it where, you know, there's certain parts I feel like, you know, you can retain things, but at the same time, you could lose part of things. And I feel like this is one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a component that is very important. I don't think that you could live with, or you can live without that component. That's why I say you lose all my respect. Because once you lose the legs, then, you know what I'm saying, what are you going to do with the body?
Exactly.
It's tough. You know what I'm saying? You know, I wish him well. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's not for me to worry about. You know, that was on them, and they had time, and that's it. I feel bad.
It's like, I kind of feel like what I said was, like, rude, because I feel like there's people that, like, are listening. Okay, teachers that are listening. You know what we mean. Like, come on. Like, how are you going to, like, come on, dude. This is your last semester. Even some of the teachers were telling us, right? Like, the counselors were telling us, we don't want you to work 4 years only for you to, like, not graduate because of your last semester.
Yeah.
That's how I was like, how early you, like, how are you going to do this? Like, and I feel, I like, me, genuinely, I feel bad for them because, like, you know, things may have come up that, you know, family issues. But then that's where you really had to, like, say your priorities straight. Like, I know I got this, right, and I got to deal with this. But me, like, and a lot of us are adults. Us being adults, we have to be, like, we got to be willing to, you know what things got to come first and how to multitask in doing these things. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, for sure. I mean, things are always going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing in life is going to be easy. And I feel like, how do I say it in a way that's like nice, man? I don't. We all go through stuff, and I'm a firm believer that there's always someone who has it worse. And if the guy to your right and the guy to your left is able to make it, then why can't you put in that same effort and make it yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, I ain't even gonna cap. There's some people who I see who are in that situation, there is no one to blame. There is no excuse in the book that you can put it on except for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because I see what they're doing. they be putting in every last effort into everything but what they need to be prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no disrespect to them. But
yeah, like, you know, you do you, right? You do your grind and everything. But, like, is what you're grinding on what you should really be focusing on, what you should be prioritizing?
Mm. Actuals.
Man, this turned into, like, a whole ass little, like, sorry.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
I feel like I'm gonna come off my chest.
I think it was good, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it had to be said, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Because I feel like none of the, okay, I'm gonna tell y'all, because I know obviously some of the teachers are gonna listen. This was none of your faults, okay? If you ever had us, these are none of your faults. We've had plenty of time to make up these credits, these grades, whatever they were, these service hours, whatever they were. So for us to be able to graduate, yeah. Right? And if you're not willing to put in the time to be able to graduate, then it's like, are you going to be willing to put in the time to graduate from college?
Hey, man. What are we doing, man? Look at this whole year. I don't care what nobody says. There is plenty of time for all y'all to be putting in enough into making this year working for you to pass your classes. I don't, like, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Like, you have all this time. You're scheduling it for other things, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think I'm done talking about that before I get.
Yeah, we'll just move on from that.
Let's move on.
Now, do you want to go back to the whole roster thing, or?
Let's go back. I'm ready to go back.
The recruit. Okay.
I'm ready to go back.
So, here's the thing, Ralph. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Now, when we think about, like, recruits, I like what you said about how you don't really know if they fit your style of play. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you really, really want this recruit, are you gonna, like, attempt to learn their style of play and adapt with it, or are you gonna try to force them to use your style of play?
Hear me out. I'm a coach, 5-star coach. Been coaching for 17 years. All right. First 10 years of my career weren't the greatest. I have those experiences shaped some fear in me. Now, 7 years later, 17th year, we're cool. We've been winning championships, making playoff runs. You know, we're golden. However, the first 10 years, that fear starts coming back. Because I know that I want this recruit. I know this is the recruit that's going to work for me. But the fear is back. The fear is kicking in, saying, if I change my style to their style, what if I set myself back to 10 years ago? That's where I'm at.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. Because I know this is the player. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything, when I say everything is saying this is the one. This is the player I need.
Okay, okay. Like,
we talking, you might, this may sound crazy. This is stupid. I be hearing their name, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're definitely.
I swear to God.
It's like you're simping over this player, but right? You're tripping.
Hear me out. Everywhere I go, I see this player.
Not gonna lie, I've had that happen to me.
Exactly.
But, like, I don't know.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Everywhere you look, this player is there. I'm telling you, man. People think I'm crazy right now. And I don't blame y'all. But I swear I'm not, like, hallucinating. I swear. I hear the name. I was listening to a song the other day. Their name popped up. I wasn't paying attention to the song.
They're really on your mind 24/7, bro. They really living in there rent free, bro.
I don't understand why this happened. But it happened.
Oh, nice. Aye, Ralph.
I think if I went your route, I should have just made an offer. And then whatever happened, happened. But no, I didn't make an offer.
Offer now.
I waited too long.
Make the offer now, then.
I can't make the offer now. It's not going to work. Because I know they're not going to...
Make the offer now.
I have inside sources telling
you
me...
You never know unless you try.
I have inside sources that are telling me they will decline my offer at the same moment I send it over.
Do you want to, you know, are you going to trust those sources?
I don't have
the
best sources.
You don't know who to trust. That's the thing.
I don't have the best sources. I will say that.
Exactly. You see what I mean?
Okay, but I know deep down it's not going to work.
But you never know unless you try. That's the same exact problem I was having. I will never know if my offer will be declined or accepted unless I try, right? And, you know, it's either it gets accepted, fantastic, great, I love it, right? It gets declined, I move on. That's just the way life goes, Ralph, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying. I can already tell you don't know what I'm saying.
I know a lot of things in life. This is not one of them. This is not one of them.
You don't know then, Ralph. You don't know. You're free.
Hear me out, bro. I hear him in my sleep, man.
You hear it in your sleep? I hope they don't listen to this.
I was playing, but I don't hear them. I don't.
I hope this recruit doesn't hear it.
Are they gonna take that seriously?
Yes.
I don't hear them. I do see them everywhere, but I'm not that crazy. I thought.
Did you get scared?
I got scared, but I thought that was the person, and they were like coming to communicate with me, bro.
Oh, nice.
They're like a spirit, man. That's crazy.
You just got hella quiet all of a sudden. You're like, whoa, what is this? What is this?
Yeah, bro.
Not gonna lie. My recruit, I think I've seen in the dream, I think like 3 times now.
What? See, you call me crazy. You freaking dreaming about them, bro.
Yeah, but last night was like the most, like, obviously, like last night. I don't know why last night was like so. I don't remember like the other two times. I don't even think there's other been other times. I might just be tripping right now. It's 11:51, ladies and gentlemen.
That's early.
It's early, yeah, it is. But at this point is when I stopped thinking straight and I don't remember. But I, for some reason, I remember the recruit
So you're
very
dreaming about
specifically from
recruits.
last night, bro. It's weird, it's weird, it's weird, it's weird, it's weird.
Why are you dreaming about
I
recruits?
wasn't dreaming about a recruit, but I
That's
was dreaming
creepy.
about everything, and then the recruit
That's
popped
creepy.
up,
That's
okay?
creepy. That's creepy.
Nah, you're
I hope
creepy,
the
bro.
recruit is not
You're
listening to
hella
me.
free. You're hella free, bro.
You dream about a freaking recruit, man. What are you talking about,
Yeah, but
bro?
you're free, bro. Just know.
You're dreaming about
I
recruits.
wasn't dreaming about the recruit specifically. I already told you.
The
Did you not
recruit
hear me
was in a dream.
once?
The recruit was in a dream, man.
It
Don't
was
believe
in
me.
the dream, yes, but was I dreaming specifically about that recruit?
That's
No.
weird. That's
Oh, my
weird.
mamas, bro. You're crazy, bro.
That's
You're tripping
weird. You were
respectfully,
dreaming about a
son.
recruit. That's weird.
Nah, you're weird, bro.
What if you? What if? That's weird, bro.
You had La Fruity, bro.
Do you believe? Do you believe the one? What do they say? If you talk about something, they can. They their ears ring. You believe in that?
I thought it was if you talk about someone, they sneeze.
Wow, something like that. One of those. You believe in those?
Not really. Because
What
if
if they're
so, I've been talked
sneezing right
about a
now?
lot.
What if they're sneezing right now,
Well, they can sneeze more. Remember me.
Maybe they. Never mind. I was gonna say something. That's stupid. That's really
Oh,
stupid.
nice.
Now it's really stupid. That's dumb. But don't let that distract you from the fact that you
Nah, here you
dreamt about a
for
freaking
sure.
recruit. But you're dreaming about recruits, man. That's weird.
Ralph, how many times I have to tell you? I didn't dream about the recruit specifically. I dreamt things in general, and then this recruit popped up in the dream.
Yeah, but the
And for
amount of
some reason, this is the first time I can remember it.
like that's just weird, man. You're dreaming about recruits, man.
Nah, you're crazy, bro. You're tripping respectfully, bro.
You bro, you're sleeping. You're unconscious.
So are you, and you said you heard them.
That's normal.
Oh, what?
You were asleep. And they.
So are you?
No, but you dreamt about them. I never
And you
dreamed.
heard them in your sleep.
But that's different.
That's not different.
That's valid.
It's literally the exact same thing.
No, it's not. Because I'm not dreaming about it. It's not in my mind. It's out loud.
Clearly, they're in your mind if you can hear them.
No, it didn't come from my mind.
Ralph, then there's no way in here where you say that this is different. It's the exact same thing.
Yours comes from your head.
We're
Mine
moving
didn't.
on. We're moving on.
Mine was an external source.
Because they were actually there, totally, right?
No, I'm. Oh my God.
Then, is that an external source?
Bro, I heard it, as if they were right there.
Exactly. So it's from your mind. Yeah.
I want this
Yeah.
recruit, bro. I want this recruit. It's not gonna work, though. It's not gonna
Definitely
work.
special, but again, I don't know if it's gonna work. I don't know. I really don't know.
Go ahead and drop a name, then. Go
I'm
ahead.
not dropping a name. I'm
How
not. I'm
many? How
sorry.
many? How, say we get about 100 plays. How many of those 100 are gonna stay until an hour 21 minutes?
That's 1 hour 21 minutes?
Yeah, man.
Oh, we gotta end it now then, son.
Hold on, man. I'm not done with my statement, man. I want my recruit, man. You think she's listening?
Oh, it's she. Nice.
Didn't say that. I said the recruit.
Hate you sometimes.
I didn't say that.
All right, people in the podcast, go back about 10 seconds, 15 seconds now. You'll hear him say it.
I said, I hope the recruit is, do you, I don't know, I have to ask a question.
Yeah, like you're stuttering. You can't think straight because you know you got caught in 4K.
I can't think straight because the
4K
recruit.
Ultra HD.
Gonna say one more thing. You can say one more thing about this. We're done with this topic, bro. Hear me out. This recruit, can make it work. I don't think. Hear me out. I'm a nice guy, yeah?
I guess.
I want this recruit, yeah?
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins want this recruit too. What if I just give up the recruit?
Then you give up the recruit, you move on, and you find another recruit, right? Ain't no problem.
What if I haven't moved on from this recruit in 2 years?
There are millions of recruits in the world.
Yeah, but this one. This is different. This recruit is the only recruit ever. This recruit, the only recruit ever in my life that I've ever, what's the word? Gotten nervous around. That's the word.
We've all gotten nervous around the recruit.
No. This is not just nerves, right? This is like top tier recruit. Like, I've never felt this before. But so next time I hear the voice, I'm gonna tell it.
I don't understand why you haven't told this recruit how you really feel.
I'll tell you why I haven't told the recruit. It's not gonna work. Why would I waste my time?
No, just do it, bro. You're wasting your time if you don't.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. You know?
I don't know. I'd rather get an answer and then...
Okay, but essentially, look at you, bro. You have your offer. What's going on, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the thing.
It's the same thing.
That's just on the recruit side now. Like, my offer is there now. You know, and I haven't been, you know, I haven't been begging for them to tell me, you know, yes or no. I've just kind of been laid back. Like, you know, tell me, you know, whenever you want.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but at least now the offer's out, so it's just there.
But if you're not going to see the offer again, it's the same damn thing if you just let the offer sit in your pocket.
Exactly. It's not in my pocket anymore. It's out and about, unlike yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your situation is worse because yours is out there. You don't know when you're going to see that again.
I don't mind if I don't see it again. Because guess what? Ralphatron? If I don't see it again, well then I'll just make my way onto another recruit.
How long is that? How long
has it been? It's been like 3 weeks probably.
Oh, su madre.
Give me another month.
You're a pretty patient guy.
By July? Yeah, by July. If I don't get a response from this recruit, I'm done. Moving on.
That's a long time. That's a few months.
I mean, the only reason why is I kind of want to give this recruit until summer, when, like, you know, they have more time to think about stuff.
Why all that time? Why?
Why? I don't know. Maybe I'm just willing to wait.
If they don't want to devote the time to you now, why would they devote it later?
Because they ain't got time right now, Ralph. I'll explain you the whole fucking situation.
But you're the recruiter.
Yeah.
They should be excited to be with the recruiter so they can get picked up.
Speaking of being excited, I'm excited to announce our sponsor for this podcast. Do you still have a sponsor?
I'm going to keep it moving with you. I don't know.
Nice. We sold.
It's been a while. If we have it, I'll slide it in a segment right here, man. 127:43. I just wrote it down.
Oh my god, dude. It's in 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Hold on, man. Let's get to 1:30, man.
Oh my god.
Let's get to 1:30, bro. Might as well, bro. We're already here, bro. Why didn't you just stop talking about recruitments and all that before,
bro? Because you wanted to keep on talking about it. I said, let's move on. And you said, no.
I thought I would benefit from it. You did not benefit nothing.
I did. I told you to make your offer. Because then it's at, as soon as you make your offer, there's a time limit on that offer, right?
Yeah, apparently for you, it's unlimited.
Really? So you're saying 2 months is the 2 months is not unlimited.
Bro. That's a long time.
I'd rather actually, you're right. It is a long time. All
I'm
right,
saying
fine.
1 week.
Give me mid-June. Mid-June.
That's still a long time.
June 19th. I'm going to a party June 19th. Okay.
That's more bearable. See.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying June 19th. If I don't get a response, well, guess what? Everything's getting laid out at that party.
There we go. I like that better. Nice. We got to a
boom.
Solution.
If you're listening to this, I wanted to talk to you about prom too, but it's kind of late for that because we're having controversial discussion about that.
Yeah, that's that, man. That's a wrap on that one.
Yeah, we're having very controversial, but yeah, it's oh well.
That would have been good for the content if we did that last week, but oh my god.
There was something that I wanted to talk to you about at school, but I don't remember what it was.
Let me talk about school. You think about that. Let me start talking about school, bro. I go to school.
Okay, buddy, you know it's 12 o'clock when Ralph has to ask what something means.
Hold on, man. I go to school. I don't think no one's listening at 1:30. I think...
Sorry, guys.
Wait. Do you think someone's listening? I don't think this person's listening. They're probably...
No, they probably gave up as soon as you started talking about recruits.
Yeah, but... I heard, you know, through my sources that... I don't know. They, like, want to talk, so...
They want to talk to you?
Huh? What was that?
Did you say they want to talk to you?
No, I heard through my sources that they like when I talk. So they're probably here.
Or do they like when I talk?
Apparently everyone loves when you talk because... You know.
For some reason, dude. I mean, I'm just stupid. I just say random stuff. Sorry, guys. I just say stupid stuff.
You are stupid. Thank you.
I am pretty dumb. No cap. It's not like I have a 4.0, but it's all good.
We gotta flex on the people that are not graduating like that.
Sorry, guys. All your fault. I mean, do your work next time.
You know whose fault it is, too? It's not my fault. It's their fault. They missed out on the opportunity. I'm saying.
So much. That's like the most controversial thing we can talk about right now. It's just that.
I've been here, bro. They wanted me, bro. I wanted them, bro.
I know what you're talking about. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Let me make it 101 right now. We go to school. This is a Monday. Last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to my first period class. Cool. Second mm-hmm. period. Cool. Break. Wonderful. Third period. Wonderful. Fourth period. Cool. Fifth period. Cool. Lunch. Cool. Sixth period. Cool. Kira. Cool.
Home.
Fine.
Fire wings.
Cool. And, that's about it. Had a good day. I'm paranoid that they're listening. And I know if I start talking, they know. They know what's up.
I know well, bro. I know well, dude. They can don't fall. Oh, my phone almost fell, my bad.
Just like I fell for three girls.
Okay, relax. You don't want to don't without any context, don't say that you fell for a recruit. Please don't say that.
I did it. I said it.
But you made your offer?
No, I didn't make no offer.
Oh, then you sold me.
I didn't make no offers, man. I wish I made an offer. I didn't make an offer.
Yeah, it was kind of your fault.
I wish I made an offer.
Is this recruit thinking about moving far? Is that why?
No. No, no, no.
Oh,
No, no,
okay.
no, no, no. This recruit is here to stay.
Nice.
So I have time.
How can you move away from Cali?
I thought you were gonna say I can move away from me, and I was about to.
Cali, California in general. I understand the prices, man, but like, dude, like you, California, dude.
Mean, I'm going to Texas next year, so
Now you're
I
hella free. Hella free. I don't know. You're gonna go. I'll go visit you when I go see my sister because she's gonna go move down to Texas too. She
Fact,
sold too.
see, that's smart right there, bro. She's smart.
Yeah, but she sold.
Nah.
She's hella free. I'll just say that.
I'll tell you who sold you for thinking that you're gonna let the offer sit till July.
Already told you I'm not going to now. I did. Okay, you know what? Destination 19th, the 18th. I'm blowing it down. The 18th.
17th.
No, I'd rather go the 18th to give me like at least one day, right? One day would be good enough for me personally.
Sixteenth.
I'm going 18th, Ralph.
15th.
Ralph, I've told you many times.
Okay, I'm gonna say
Okay,
something. Hold on, stop talking. Stop talking.
go.
Stop talking. Hear me My name is always gonna be Ralph Chauncey. Right?
What a great damn
Right?
thing.
Oh, wait,
Nice.
wait, 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 wait. No matter what happens, I am always gonna be Ralph Chauncey. Right? No matter what happens. No matter the decisions I make. No matter how many people remain by my side, I'm always gonna be Ralph Chauncey, and I'm always gonna stay true to myself.
You just needed to remind yourself, didn't you?
Hold on. I'm gonna make a bold statement.
Oh,
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Here we go. It's 12:09, 12:10. What's today? June 2nd, 2021.
it's June 3rd, actually, now.
June 3rd. I'm sorry. 2021. I, Ralph Chauncey, I'm gonna submit my offer.
I knew it. I knew it, bro. I knew it. You should have done it years ago. You say I wait too long.
I should have done it before quarantine. I should have just done it. I'm
Oh,
stupid.
bro, you should have asked me before
I should
quarantine.
have
No
done it.
cap.
I should have asked you before quarantine.
All right, I think this is good, right? I think the people are tired of listening to
Hold on,
us.
bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on. I'm gonna
Bro,
tell
I
you, bro.
think they're tired of us.
Hold on. You would have liked this person, bro, if I told you about her pre-quarantine. You would have told me to go after her, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know if she is even anyways.
You don't know that. That's exactly.
So then essentially you just sold, huh?
I thought we were coming back in 2 weeks. That's my excuse.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Wait, I think I know who this is now.
No, you don't know. I've never told you about this.
Have you?
No.
I'm about to text you.
I told you about one person. How many people have I told you about? It's
You
not.
told me about one, and it's the one that I just sent. Is it that one that
My
we're
things
talking
that do
about?
not. My things that do not disturb, man. Hold on, man.
Like, go check your phone, bro. Oh my God.
I will say though.
Because I'm going to tell you now, Ralph.
No.
The one that I just sent you,
Yeah.
is not like looking for that type of stuff right now, which is kind of sad.
That doesn't affect me.
Good.
Yeah. It might have affected me at a previous time.
Like, yeah, factual, factual.
Yeah.
Do you still have it paused?
That's tough, though.
Do you still have the recording paused?
No.
Okay. Making sure you don't forget to turn it on.
Man, that's tough, man.
My dog's falling asleep. I'll keep awake.
Huh?
Huh?
That's
Are you
rough.
done?
Not that it affects me, but that's rough.
We're about to go to an hour, Ralph. I think we
Hold
gotta
on,
stop.
man. You got me thinking, man.
Or 2 hours, I mean, sorry.
Wait, you got me thinking. Hold on.
Ralph, just end the damn thing.
Hold on,
We're
hold on,
gonna
hold on.
be. Ralph, we're talking for 2 hours. No one is gonna sit here for 2 hours.
I want the people to know. I just want the people to hear this. I'm gonna make a bold statement.
Oh no.
I just had a bad idea.
I know you're not gonna do it right now.
I'm taking my decision back. I will not throw the offer in. I will throw something in. It's not an offer, though.
You're gonna throw in like a hint of an offer. That makes sense.
Bro, no,
You're
no,
throwing in them an email about
no,
potential.
no, but I'm gonna tell you what. You might be one of the smartest people I know. You just did something. You just did something. I'm freaking, oh my God,
Why'd you console me about this,
man. Ladies
Ralph?
and gentlemen, the co-host of this show just enlightened me. I think we need to end it. I feel good. I feel good about this episode.
2 hours. I feel great about this episode.
Thank you all for listening.
Yes, we'll be back soon with more tea, more everything in this nightly talks part, whatever it is.
Hold on, man. You just did something. Bro, that's crazy.
Did you end it?
No.
Oh my God.
Let's end it. Let's end it. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you guys next time. Adios.